Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
Sonicast time. Right here with the Sonic G Morning Show. I appreciate y'all being with us. It's your girl, Sonic G.
What's happening? Your player partner, G-Biz.
It's Valentine's coming up. Mm-hmm. And we've had several conversations in the studio about, you know, Valentine's Day and everybody's kind of, you know, outlook on it. I'm personally not a female that really cares about it. I don't know if I spent too many years by myself or just celebrating with my daughter or what the deal is. Yeah. I do think that if you're in a relationship or married that, you know, every day, of course, is love day for people. But Valentine's Day is that made up holiday where you walk into any store and you're bombarded like by pink and white and red. So you should pick up a little something for your boo. And ladies, that goes for you, too. You know what I'm saying? Get your man a little heart-printed boxer. Get him, you know, give him some toppy for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be that day where things are a little extra special just because y'all are together and you appreciate each other's love. Period.
Well, Sana, I don't celebrate holidays primarily. You know that, even from just our conversations around Christmas.
Right, I know.
Everything like that. I think Valentine's Day is whack. I'm going to say because I feel like, why do I need to feel pressure to go into this day looking like, oh, well, I need to go ahead and do this grandiose, you know, spectacle of whatever it is, whether it be flowers or candy or big-ass bears or something.
That's not what I said, but I get you, though.
But why, like, but it's promoted as such. Why do I need to do all of this to show a woman who I already spend time with on a regular basis, spend money on a regular basis, buy things on a regular basis, show how much I love on a regular basis? Just for people to be like, oh, my God, girl, he ain't get you nothing for Valentine's Day. Like, I don't feel like.
Well, those heifers right there, those heifers right there are always the ones that ain't got nobody anyway.
True.
So they want to highlight the fact that they're not alone in getting zip zero stingy with dinero.
Zilch.
And they want to go ahead and be like, oh, she just like me. Even though she got a man, he ain't shit. He didn't get her nothing. Yeah. He didn't send her no flowers to the job. Like, no, bitch, you alone.
Well, that is true. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's just bootsy, man, that we're pressured to go all in on this one day. Like, it's just, it's too much for me. Speaking from a man's perspective, because I feel like it's a lot of pressure put on us for Valentine's Day to, quote unquote, show up. That's what.
Well, you're one man. I mean, some men really enjoy this holiday, to be honest. There may be a few, but and there are some out there that really plan some things out. Spa day for their boo. Maybe by herself, even. Just probably. Go get yourself done up, baby. You know what I'm saying? I love you. Let's, you know, celebrate our love together. And you're a special person, especially for people who are married. Because women handle a lot of the shit around the house. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
While the men, you know, we're all working.
Yeah.
But it seems like a lot of the house duties fall upon a lot of the women in the relationships that I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a man out there holding your own and you're washing your own drawers, folding your own clothes.
Big up.
You know what I'm saying? Scrubbing the floors, cleaning the dishes, making sure the kids are getting to soccer practice and basketball and baseball, and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sharing those duties. Then, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. Ladies, you should do something extra special for your fella, too. To me, I feel like the material shit, like I can do without the pink and the white and the red crap that they sell in every single store and overcharge you for.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather you just show me either physically or we, you know, I mean, shoot, just say a couple extra I love yous or give me an extra long hug or just say you appreciate me or something more. Like, I know it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I know you're not into the fluff. So just want to let you know I love you, baby, and give me a big hug. And some dome would be nice later.
Okay. See, that I could be down with that.
Yes.
See, just some extra love, you know, because, I mean, you could always show that in somehow, some way. So would you be down with your man giving you maybe some sexy coupons instead of some candy or something like that?
I don't
like
even need it in writing.
But I'm
just
talking about,
do
but
it.
Just like, here's some coupons for one, you know, one massage, whatever you want, one foot rub, whatever you want, one time. I could go ahead and do whatever the hell you say. You feel me? Whatever. But just one get out of jail free card or something like that. Him just making it fun and something that you could like rock with instead of just a material thing.
Coupons will work. Coupons will work, I guess. Yeah. Again, it's just the action. Like if I'm yours and you're mine, it should be good whenever.
Now, what's the best Valentine's Day gift you ever got?
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Take it back.
I don't really know, because, you know, I've been dolo for off and on for some time. I mean, I've dated people who want to go out and do things, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think I might have gotten a piece of jewelry or something, and it was just the way that he gave it to me probably was the best part of it. Like, I didn't even care about the jewelry. It was just this big old thing that he planned, and, you know, it was just really sweet. But other than that, nothing that really stands out. Let me ask you another question.
Yes.
So surrounding Valentine's Day, and relationships and dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all know I just recently got out of something.
Yes.
Randomly met somebody else.
Okay.
I am not in a space where I'm ready to claim anyone else.
True.
Right? You get out of something and you're like, you need a little healing time. Yeah. Then it dawns upon you, oh, shit, I'm single. I can do what I want.
Turn
and I gotta worry about feeling guilty or answering to nobody or just feeling obligated, right?
Yes.
So immediately I meet somebody else.
Okay.
Immediately, right? And this person, I mean, already calling me baby and, you know, my babes and blah, blah, blah. Nah, trust me when I tell you. No, it's not.
Oh.
No.
No, like it's
it happened fast. Deep? And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And I'm responding trying to be cool. Yeah. And I like him. We've made out. That's about the extent of it. We're going out on Valentine's Day because he asked me to go out.
Oh.
Right. But he's so cute. He didn't even do it like, oh, you want to go out on Valentine's Day? He was like, are you busy next Wednesday? Can I take you out to dinner? And I was like,
calendar date.
He did.
Yeah.
And then when I was trying to plan a sitter, I looked at it like, oh, snap. That's Valentine's Day. He's cute.
Gotcha.
So I appreciate that. Uh-huh. But the exchange that he want, well, I'm not saying he wants that for my Valentine's Day, but he asked me to post up a picture or a shout out to him. Mm-hmm. On my social media pages. Now, you know that he's young. Because if I was dating somebody around my, you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't be asking for none of that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? Anytime I'm like trying to not say yes or no immediately, I ask for an explanation to buy myself some time.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, well, you know, my birthday's coming up. It'd be nice if you give me a shout out like on your Instagram page, maybe post something or maybe give me a shout out on your Twitter or something like that. And I was like, who asks for that, though?
I mean, this is new age of dating. People do that. You know what I mean? Folks feel like a lot of times if you're not claiming them on your social media, that it's not real. Make it real. Post a picture of me, Gary. So I've heard that before.
This is millennial shit that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the millennials want to be claimed and proclaimed all over your social media pages. But let me ask you this, millennials. Mm. What happens when the next week y'all ain't cool? And you got to be the dumbass over there taking down all them damn pictures and all them damn shout outs because somebody did somebody dirty. And now you're stuck over there with this person's face on your timeline or whatever the case may be. And you don't want it no more. Now you're going to look like a fool.
Look, I can only tell you the way I would go about the situation. Now, you know, I'm an asshole.
True.
So I would simply just say no. My social media is really, for the most part, even though I give a little bit of, you know, personal insight on who I am and, you know, the things I like in my life or whatever. But for the most part, I mean, a lot of it is business oriented. So, I mean, anything that has to do with somebody I'm dating, nah, bro, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like I said, it must be just a young thing. And I get it. And everybody's built different. So different things mean different things to people, period. So, but I'm trying to figure out how I can wiggle out of this without completely saying no. I think I'm going to do a little birthday shout on Twitter. That's what I think I'm going to do.
I mean, you can make it happen. And again, I mean, you're a woman, so you can say no, and he's still going to push on through because he want to rock
tripping.
With you.
Yeah, no, he was like, it's not that serious, but the fact that he even asked me, like, was a red flag to me because I was like,
It's a younger question.
But he's also the same person that wants to videotape us when we're out.
Oh.
Like, just chilling in the club or walking. Like, he wants
snap?
A timeline. Like Instagram Live or, videos, like, stories and whatnot. Like, I'm trying to get used to it.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, you know, you got to be open to compromise when you're dating somebody. I mean, I like him otherwise.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those red flags. Like, when you start talking to somebody and they bombard your fucking text messages with hella pictures.
True.
I don't want your stockpile bathroom selfie when you actually had a six-pack. You don't look like that no more.
Whoa.
Don't send me that goddamn picture, please.
Okay.
Yeah. And who else did you send that to? Throw that thing away. Let's get a recent one. So those are the things that you kind of got to, you know, shift your move a little bit. I'm surprised girls don't ask you to do that all the time.
I mean, again, Sana, I'm very blunt with mine. Like, I don't do it. I'm fine saying no. And if she feel a way about it, she going to feel a way about it. I'm not going to trip. I'm going to go ahead and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just an asshole with mine.
Let me ask you something else. You see yourself getting married?
Do I see myself getting married? One day I hope so. I mean, you know, I don't want to be
that's
this
not what I asked
old
you.
Bummy. What?
Nobody wants to die alone.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, right?
You know?
But in the relationships that I've seen, especially recently sitting down and listening to married people talk, I'm like, gosh, damn, it sounds like prison. Like, it, and I'm sorry to the inmates that might be listening to this because, baby, I know nothing is like prison. You know what I'm saying?
Very
Your
true.
Freedom is gone. For a while, you're going to be okay when you get out and hopefully rehabilitated. But, you know, marriage, it just seems like, you know, people fall in love, lust, whatever it is, and that lasts for however amount of time it takes you to get on bended knee and propose. And then after that, the kids come and then the bills get shared and then you got to, you know, like it's a struggle together. And I do know a couple people that are happily married.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just like, sheesh.
Okay. Let me tell you my perspective on it.
Okay.
I don't believe in marriage because I don't believe in allowing the state as an institute to have any part or say in my romantic relationship.
Got it.
That's why I don't believe in marriage.
Hey, he's worked on that answer.
Yeah, he did.
You worked on that.
Yeah,
that's true as fuck. But that's real, though. I don't believe in the state having any say on my romantic relationship. Because once you, if you get to a situation, you get to a point in that marriage where you're like, damn, this isn't working out.
Right.
Then the state has more control over what you got going on in your own house than you do. Right? They always do. So, to that answer,
yes.
No, I don't believe in just the regular systematic, system of marriage. I do not. But I
being
do
being together, maybe,
but
without the license.
I do believe in being in a long-term relationship with somebody if it is beneficial for both parties, especially if it's healthy, if it's loving, and it's something you can be in, you know what I mean, that you see yourself growing in. Now, in saying all that, I want to be a father. I think that it is, I do believe that it is my duty.
To have some babies.
I believe it's my duty as a black man. To raise
That's
my,
flat.
I do.
Okay.
I believe that it is my duty as a black man to start and raise my own village. My own village being my own tribe, my own clan, my own family.
Got
That's
you.
Where it starts. And as a man, I have to be the head of that clan, of that family. So I do believe that, you know, I have to do it. Like I said, I believe it's my duty. Now, when that's going to happen, I can't call
it. Can't call it.
Who it's going to be with, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I certainly feel like time is inching closer to it. It's going to have to happen eventually.
I mean, we ain't getting no younger.
Exactly. And I don't want to be over here running around with no cane trying to chase after my kids. So, you know, I mean, once it gets there, then, it'll be there, and that's where it's going to be. But for now, I'm in these streets, Sana.
You and me both, baby. I don't know if I'm for the marriage thing. After that long-ass answer, we ain't got time for me to say it.
Well,
but I don't know if I'm with the movement. I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, it does not look joyful. But congratulations to all the couples out there that are happily married and are down for each other. You know what I'm saying? Bonnie and Clyde style. And y'all ride and you respect and love and appreciate each other. That's beautiful. Sonic Cast, make sure you tune in. And basically listen to us on the radio Monday through Friday. We're on 106.1 KMEL. You can get that on the free iHeartRadio app if you're not from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But right on the dial right there if you are. Also, the Sonicast. You can get it like you get it, like you got it. Or the free iHeartRadio app on the iTunes, you know what I'm saying, situation. Or on the podcast button on your phone. Make sure you grab it up. Sonicast, y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll holla.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.